This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on how crazy is this woman's card attack. Really, you have to be kidding me. In the 21st century, what kind of political calculations lead someone to believe that there is gain to be had by attacking Hillary Clinton expressly on the issue that she's a woman? Unbelievable. I mean, really, if the choice is electing the first billionaire or the first woman, who can possibly believe that's really a choice? Better to play the card than think you can get a better deal with someone trying to buy the deck, the table, and the whole casino. Where has Donald Trump been the last 70 years? He needs to get his plane out of the clouds. Are women tough enough? Geez, look what Margaret Thatcher did to the United Kingdom and Indira Gandhi did to India. There's a case to be made that right or wrong, men are soft by comparison. Can they lead? Look around and take the measure of Germany's Angela Merkel, who is virtually holding Europe together with her bare hands. And yet a Republican analyst was arguing that maybe, just maybe, Trump and his people were being shrewd and trying to swift boat Hillary early on the women's issue to sow doubt now on one of her significant assets against Trump by casting a shadow on her strengths, just as Bush did to Kerry on his war record. Hillary's advisors were both jumping up and down over Trump's wild misogyny and trying to figure out the proper tone of response so they didn't alienate men. Geez, my take was different and disappointment more real. Only a day after I had argued that Hillary needed to go big and sew up working women's vote everywhere with a bold proposal for government programs and increased federal support for adequate and affordable daycare and elder care to rally women, now, with Trump's preemptive attack on her solely over her gender, basically she didn't have to swing hard to win the critical woman's vote. She just has to keep standing, and it's hers. Even more depressing is the underlying comment about American culture and the continued divide even between race and sex. There's no doubt that a huge percentage of the stubborn resistance to President Obama, both personally and politically, emanates from resistance to his race. Yet no candidate, big or small, well-meaning or mean-spirited, ever was stupid enough to attack Obama precisely for his race, even though that was indirectly exactly what Trump and the birthers were doing. Nonetheless, there's absolutely no hesitancy to attack Hillary exclusively on her gender. On race, we've finally drawn a line about what is beyond the pale, but on gender, it's still anything goes, the sky is the limit, and there's no such thing as too low to go. No coding here, no dog whistles to the masses, just straight up woman hating. Explains a lot about everything from the Republicans' perverse interest in trying to infantilize women on the issue of their bodies and babies and their fear of other orientations from the bathroom to the bedroom. We all knew this race was not going to be pretty, but we're now getting a grasp of how humiliating the whole affair may be for all of us as a people. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.